She hurried off, without giving Harry any time to offer words of comfort, though admittedly he could not think of any.
"She's a bit upset," said Luna. "I thought at first it was Moaning Myrtle in there, but it turned out to be Hermione. She said something about that Ron Weasley."
"Yeah, they've had a row," said Harry.
"He says very funny things sometimes, doesn't he?"
said Luna, as they set off down the corridor together.
"But he can be a bit unkind. I noticed that last year."
"I suppose," said Harry. Luna was demonstrating her usual knack of speaking uncomfortable truths. He had never met anyone quite like her. "So, have you had a good term?"
"Oh, it's been all right," said Luna. "A bit lonely without the DA. Ginny's been nice, though. She stopped two boys in our transfiguration class calling me loony the other day."
"How would you like to come to Slughorn's party with me tonight?" The words were out of Harry's mouth before he could stop them. He heard himself say them as though it were a stranger speaking. Luna turned her protuberant eyes upon him in surprise.
"Slughorn's party? With you?"
"Yeah," said Harry. "We're supposed to bring guests, so I thought you might like, I mean..." He was keen to make his intentions perfectly clear. "I mean, just as friends, you know, but if you don't want to..." He was already half hoping that she didn't want to.
"Oh, no, I'd love to go with you as friends," said Luna, beaming as he had never seen her beam before. "Nobody's ever asked me to a party before as a friend. Is that why you dyed your eyebrow for the party? Should I do mine too?"
"No," said Harry firmly. "That was a mistake. I'll get Hermione to put it right for me. So, I'll meet you in the entrance hall at 8 o'clock then?"
"Ha ha!"
screamed a voice from overhead, and both of them jumped. Unnoticed by either of them, they had just passed right underneath Peeves, who was hanging upside down from a chandelier and grinning maliciously at them.
"Potty asked Loony to go to the party. Potty loves Loony. Potty loves Loony."
And he zoomed away, cackling and shrieking,
"Potty loves Loony."
"Nice to keep these things private," said Harry. And sure enough, in no time at all, the whole school seemed to know that Harry Potter was taking Luna Lovegood to Slughorn's party.
"You could have taken anyone," said Ron in disbelief over dinner. "Anyone! And you chose Loony Lovegood?"
"Don't call her that, Ron," snapped Ginny, pausing behind Harry on her way to join friends.
"I'm really glad you're taking her, Harry. She's so excited."
And she moved on down the table to sit with Dean. Harry tried to feel pleased that Ginny was glad he was taking Luna to the party, but could not quite manage it. A long way along the table, Hermione was sitting alone, playing with her stew. Harry noticed Ron looking at her furtively. "You could say sorry," suggested Harry bluntly.
"What? And get attacked by another flock of canaries?"
muttered Ron.
"What did you have to imitate her for?" "She laughed at my moustache."
"So did I. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen." But Ron did not seem to have heard. Lavender had just arrived with Parvati. Squeezing herself in between Harry and Ron, Lavender flung her arms around Ron's neck.
"Hi, Harry,"
said Parvati, who, like him, looked faintly embarrassed and bored by the behaviour of their two friends.
"Hi," said Harry. "How are you?"
"You're staying at Hogwarts, then? I heard your parents wanted you to leave."
"I managed to talk them out of it for the time being," said Parvati. "That Katie thing really freaked them out, but as there hasn't been anything since..." "Oh, hi, Hermione."
Parvati positively beamed. Harry could tell that she was feeling guilty for having laughed at Hermione in Transfiguration. He looked around and saw that Hermione was beaming back, if possible even more brightly. Girls were very strange sometimes.
"Hi, Parvati,"
said Hermione, ignoring Ron and Lavender completely.
"Are you going to Slughorn's party tonight?"
"No invite," said Parvati gloomily.
"I'd love to go, though. It sounds like it's going to be really good. You're going, aren't you?"
"Yes. I'm meeting Cormac at 8, and we're..."
There was a noise like a plunger being withdrawn from a block sink, and Ron surfaced. Hermione acted as though she had not seen or heard anything.
We're going up to the party together.
Cormac, said Parvati.
Cormac McLagan, you mean?
That's right, said Hermione sweetly. The one who almost,
she put a great deal of emphasis on the word,
became Gryffindor keeper.
Are you going out with him then?
Asked Parvati wide-eyed.
Oh, yes, didn't you know?
Said Hermione, with the most un-Hermione-ish giggle.
No,
said Parvati, looking positively agog at this piece of gossip.
Wow, you like your Quidditch players, don't you? First Crumb, then McLagan.
I like really good Quidditch players,
Hermione corrected her, still smiling.
Well, see you. Got to go and get ready for the party.
She left. At once Lavender and Parvati put their heads together to discuss this new development, with everything they had ever heard about McLagan and all they had ever guessed about Hermione. Ron looked strangely blank and said nothing. Harry was left to ponder in silence the depths to which girls would sink to get revenge.